It's time for our weekly visit with PolitiFact Virginia, the fact-checking unit at the Richmond Times-Dispatch. And joining us again this morning is Sean Gorman. Hi, Sean.
Hello, Wayne.
Well, we have two items to ask you about today. Recently in the PolitiFact Virginia column, you fellows wrote about a statement by Virginia Congressman Bob Goodlatte. He's a Republican from the western part of the state, the 6th District. And he made a statement that the Agriculture Department estimates that roughly 42% of the corn crop will be used to make ethanol, more than the amount, he said, of corn used to feed livestock and poultry in the United States. You checked out on that? Are his facts true or not?
Well, Goodlatte pointed to figures from the Department of Agriculture showing how much corn is projected to be used in the 2012-2013 market year that runs from September 1st to August 31st the following year. And those numbers show that about 4.5 billion bushels of corn are expected to be used in the production of ethanol, while another 4.2 billion bushels will go to feed and residual use. And that works out to about 42% of the corn crop going into ethanol production and another 39% going to the feed category. But agricultural economists told us that there's a key point that Goodlatte is not taking into account here. Not all of the corn that goes into ethanol plants comes out as fuel. While the process removes starch to make the ethanol, about one-third of the kernels are left as a byproduct called distillers, grains, and solubles. And those distillers' grains, which are still rich in protein, are fed to livestock, particularly cows, as a substitute for corn. Now, when those distillers' grain byproducts are taken into account, only about 32% of the corn ends up as ethanol, said. That's according to Robert Wisner. He's a biofuels economist at the Agricultural Marketing Resource Center that's partly funded by the USDA. And so that's less than the amount that goes to feed, so we rate Goodlatte's claim half true.
Half true on the truth-o-meter. And the other item regards a campaign promise by Governor Bob McDonnell. You keep track of gubernatorial promises made during the campaign on the Bob-o-meter. And Governor McDonnell promised when he was running to implement a standard for programs that teach students how drugs can negatively impact physical and mental health. You've been keeping a running track on the governor's campaign promises, and how's he doing on this one?
Well, McDonnell further shaped this pledge in January when he told the Richmond Times-Dispatch that he would establish a model drug prevention program to be piloted in schools across the state. Now, when we contacted the governor's office, his staff said that upon further study, instead of a pilot program, he has chosen to take a different approach that leaves local school systems in charge of their drug education programs. In October, McDonnell announced the Substance Abuse Vital for Virginia Youth Initiative, which is designed to educate youth, parents, and school officials about the dangers of substance abuse. Now, that program this spring plans to recognize exemplary substance abuse programs in Virginia schools. So McDonnell is trying to improve drug education, but in a way that's different from his pledge. Instead of a standard curriculum, he will publicize programs around the state and leave schools, local school systems, to decide what's best for them. So we rate this a compromise.
All right. Thanks to Sean Gorman of PolitiFact Virginia with the weekly PolitiFact Radio Report.
Thanks, Wayne.